This is Raw Metal with the Bare Facts. I hope you enjoy this podcast because I'm going to try to give you insights of my own on sports, entertainment, and professional wrestling. I've been a professional wrestling fan since I was a kid. My favorite wrestler was Terry Funk back then, but over the years, I have changed to Kerry Von Erich, JYD, Jake the Snake Roberts, Goldberg, and The Undertaker. I have watched wrestling all my life, like I have said. I have watched how it was from the beginning, not necessarily from the beginning, but from when I started watching back in the 70s till now. I've noticed how things have changed in professional wrestling, how things are actually better now than what they were back in the day, even though I'll still watch wrestling from back in the day. Also, about sports, I'm a big football, basketball, baseball fan. I watch other sports, but those are my three main. I'm a big San Francisco 49er fan, a big Miami Hurricane fan. In basketball, I am a San Antonio Spurs fan, a Dallas Mavericks fan, a Houston Rockets fan. In college basketball, I'm an Arkansas Razorbacks fan. In baseball, I'm an Atlanta Braves fan, and I'm a Texas Rangers fan. If I ever follow college baseball, it is the Miami Hurricanes. In entertainment, I listen to music, any kind of entertainment. I listen to lots of music. I'm mostly now into more new country, but I love classic rock. I love rhythm and blues, soul music. And basically all kinds of music. I really wanted to be a DJ when I was younger, but I never really got into it. I kind of got discouraged by all the times I sent demo tapes and resumes out. So I got out of it. Because I needed to have some kind of job to at least put food on my table. But now that I'm 53 years old, I would like to actually do what I want to do. So, you know, being in any kind of entertainment would be enjoyable to me. Like I say, I hope you enjoy this. I understand if you agree or disagree with some things I say, but these are my viewpoints. Y'all have a wonderful day, and I will talk subjects about certain things. I'm also wanting to discover new talent in music, entertainment, whatever, sports, whatever, new talent, and get them recognized. I know they can get recognized in other ways, but I also want to have interviews with these people. That way, if they get recognized, maybe I will get recognized. Like I said, I hope you enjoy it. And here we go. And now a word from my sponsor, Anchor.com. Here's one of the local artists I want to get recognized. His name is Jordan Calvin. He's from Benton, Arkansas. He's also known as MJ.
I can fight for days, we're going way past the 10th round. This is what I do, so shut up, homie, and sit down. This music is my life, it's like your passion is ripped out. I keep to myself, it's the fire, you better get down. I control emotions, I'm peaceful, but now release rage. Inside is a monster, I finally let the beast play. Lyrically, I'm still spitting bullets, just watch the heat spray. Throwing out the trash and entering with a clean slate. So by myself, enjoy my isolation. I stay focused on what matters, the rhymes that my mind's creating. Taking every chance and studying every sign related to moving forward with this ladder, and I'm climbing greatness. You see I'm coming, no barrier, better back off. There is no denying, you listen to know the rap's raw. Listen, this is music, this isn't the mumble trash talk. That's just how I do it, I'm ready, that was the last straw. Step on the battlefield, I told you I'm ready for war. I'm about to bring it, and I'll bring it like never before. Let's keep it real, you see the skill, it is better than yours. Putting in the work, and you can see that a legend is born. Step on the battlefield, I told you I'm ready for war. I'm about to bring it, then I'll bring it like never before. Let's keep it real, you see the skill that is better than yours. Putting in the work and you can see that a legend is born. Can't break from these savage bars. All your hopes have been smashed apart. Leave them with nothing but those battle scars. Now you're gone, and I'm laughing hard. Rip the floor from the ground beneath. Rage is where I just found relief. Spit the bars, they're no doubting me. Listen close and hear how unique I am with the flow. With every step, it's an earthquake. Never fall behind. In other words, I am first rate. You will feel my presence. This isn't even my birthday. You will never fly. I'll leave you trapped in a birdcage. With every limit broken, I am the gift that chosen. I keep on ripping open. Your mind's keep the vision going. I'll be the one that you can never say you didn't notice. I do it for the music. Others think I different motives. Hey, John, I told you that I would get it done. It took some time. I really brought it with this one. I live it up for the moment. I'm having big fun. Amazing and spectacular. This is what you get, son. Step on the battlefield, I told you I'm ready for war. I'm about to bring it, and I'll bring it like never before. Let's keep it real, you see the skill, it is better than yours. Putting in the work, and you can see that a legend is born. Step on the battlefield, I told you I'm ready for war. I'm about to bring it, and I'll bring it like never before. Let's keep it real, you see the skill, it is better than yours. Putting in the work, and you can see that a legend is born. Hey, John, you happy now? I told you I would get it done, my homie. Took a little bit, but hey, you know, good things take time.
Okay, that was MJ. Like I say, he's from Benton, Arkansas. He's an aspiring rapper. I hope I get him recognized like he needs to be recognized. Coming up next, I will be actually interviewing Jordan Calvin, a.k.a. MJ. Okay, this is Robert Miller with the Bare Facts. I have a special guest today, Jordan Calvin, a.k.a. MJ.
What's up?
So what made you want to become a rapper?
I've always had a love for music, for as long as I can remember. And the one who actually inspired me to get behind the mic and actually do something was the Eminem.
Okay. I'm sure he's one of them you want to work with, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. That would be the ultimate dream. If I could die happy if I ever got him on a track or if I was on one of his songs. That would just be absolutely amazing. Okay. My life would be complete.
Okay. Would you ever like to work with his mentor, maybe?
Oh yeah. Who wouldn't want to work with Dr. Dre? Come on now. Definition of a legend. I mean, what? If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have him himself. That's, oh my gosh, yes.
What about Snoop Dogg?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, again, another legend. You know, I mean, hell, him and Dre were like, you know.
Okay, would you want to work with anybody that was in Dre's group that he was in? NWA?
Ice Cube would be a killer on the mic. Ice Cube would be a killer. Man, I wish Eazy-E was still around. I really wish Eazy-E was still around, because I'd love to do something with him, you know, if that were possible.
Now, would you ever want to form your own group, maybe like NWA sometime?
I've thought about it, but like I've done that with a few different people sometimes, and we usually just clash. Like, cause maybe someone wants to do this, but I'm not feeling that beat. I like this beat. Maybe the other guys in the group aren't feeling this beat. This beat is terrible, I think, but they love it, and then I gotta go write some random stuff that I don't really feel or care about because I don't like the beat, but I do it for the group, so. Groups are fun. The last few I dealt with, not so much, but I guess that's when it involves you really knowing the person, and if you and this other person are actually close, really good friends, maybe y'all have the same dynamic. So a group thing wouldn't be as difficult, but when you're working with like one person you're good with, but like two or three others that you're not, it's a mess.
Okay.
I used to have a group. It was me and one other guy. It was just me and two. Like, it's just two people. We actually did great together. I don't know where he's at now, but if he and I were still together, we'd be making some real stuff.
Well, that's good. If there's anybody from their original rappers that were around, who would they be? Who would you want to work with?
That's a hard one.
Let me throw this out there, since I told you about mine before, one time in our talks before on here. Mm-hmm. And since I do stuff, what about Curse Blow?
I could work with Curse Blow. I could do something with Curse Blow.
Grandmaster Flash.
Oh, most definitely. Oh, most definitely.
Cool Mo D.
Yep. Yep. See, you remember all the good ones, see?
Okay, what about if you was do a feature with what they call the original rappers, Sugar Hill Gang?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That would be fun. That would be fun. I'd love to see what we could cook up with that one.
Say you could do a collaboration with the Fat Boys.
Yeah. Run the Jewels. Well,
how about he calls himself, even though one of the Fat Boys calls himself the Human Beatbox, what about the Human Beatbox himself? He calls himself the original Human Beatbox,
that
Dougie
would be
Fresh.
Yeah. Dougie Fresh. Oh, yeah, I know all about him. Oh, I'd totally do something with him. I'd totally do something with him. That would be dope.
Would there be any singers, not rappers, that you wouldn't mind doing something with?
Yes. Actually, quite a few. Mary J. Blige would be amazing. Beyonce would be amazing. I really want to do something with Pink.
Yeah.
She's like all punk rock. I think we'd do something really good if I could get Pink on a track.
So in other words, if you were doing punk rock or stuff like that, since I said about rap and what I consider almost like the first original rap song was called Blondie, from Blondie, called Rapture. What if you was able to Blondie all of a sudden come back?
That would be dope. I could do something with that. That would be dope.
So
yeah, we could sit down and work something out with that one. Yeah. Well, that would be dope.
Yeah. So
I like that.
So you say I've talked to you in the past, you say some of your other interests may have been in video games.
Yeah, I used to play a lot.
What was your favorite one?
One called Kingdom Hearts. You mix Disney with Final Fantasy, and you wouldn't think it would go well, but it was amazing. Yeah, that first game came out in like 2002, four, yeah. One of those two.
Yeah.
People thought it was nuts. Caught on very quickly, has a huge cult following. So many games in the series now. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go back to the music for a minute here. Mm-hmm. What if you was able to do something like a rap thing with Queen Latifah, either rapping or singing?
Oh, that would be awesome, because I know she can go hard on the bars, and I know she can sing.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun. Because I used to watch her little show, Star, that she was in. I loved listening to her sing. So, yeah, and I've heard her spit some bars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would definitely do something with Queen Latifah.
Now, I know you've told me in the past that you've liked to do other interests, but if you was ever to actually do with somebody in the now new people to get your interest back in music more, who would it be?
There is a dude named Token. There's a dude named Token. He's a white rapper. He goes hard. Mm-hmm. He goes hard. I watched him on YouTube from when he wasn't nearly as big as he is now.
Yeah.
I would definitely do something with Token. Kendrick Lamar, because he's amazing. J. Cole, definitely J. Cole. He's got them bars. He's amazing. Big Crit. Love to do something with Mac Miller. God rest his soul. He was a dope dude. So yeah, I could definitely argue that. Someone like Lloyd Banks, and if 50 Cent would actually get back into music, do something with him too. Oh.
What about, since Linkin Park, God rest his soul, Chester Bennington passed away?
I loved Linkin Park.
What if you was able to do something with Mike Shinoda?
He was actually one of the first songs I ever remixed was one of his songs on his solo project from Fort Minor. I would definitely do something with Mike Shinoda, yes. Yeah, I've always loved Mike. I got like so many of his songs on my little playlist. He doesn't get enough respect as a rapper. Cause he is amazing. Yeah. And he can sing, and he can play guitar, and he can play the keyboard. Yeah.
Well, in my opinion, what hurt Linkin Park the last few years is they stopped the rap rock.
Yeah.
If they'd stayed,
I noticed that too.
If they had kept on with it, mm-hmm. they would probably have had more hits.
Yeah.
Even though they did have hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would have worked that way.
Yeah, because I remember watching a thing with Mike, and he said that like they may like write like 50 songs, and they choose like 10 for 10, 12 for the album, and you may have a full album with no rapping on it, even though he wrote a bunch of songs where he was rapping involved. It's kind of whatever they pick and choose, Like they said, he even said it in one of the songs. They supported him rapping. His band supported him. He just hasn't really done it as much, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. What if he was ever to do anything like with, since another old school rap, Run DMC?
See, they were one of the first ones I was thinking about because when you mentioned rock, and then it made me think of The Walk This Way. When it was like, that was the first rap rock collab ever. Yeah, I used to watch Rev Run. I like Rev Run, so yeah, I could do something with Run DMC.
And since this was one of my favorites back in the day, Heavy D.
Mm-hmm. I know him too. Yes.
God rest his soul.
Right, right. Mm. Yeah, he was amazing. He was amazing. Like even to now, I'd say, man, God rest his soul, man.
Big Daddy Kane.
Definitely. Definitely. See, I love how you remember, like, everybody's. Yeah, my memory sucks. I can't remember nothing. You remember all the good ones. I love that.
Well, not to brag on myself, folks, but I've been told I know a lot about music and other things, so I know the history of it.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Can't really know what else to talk about. But maybe we'll have it in another interview.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
I enjoyed it.
That makes two of us, my man.
And maybe next time.
Oh, until next time.
Okay. And that's the bare facts, folks. This is my featured local artist for this episode of the Bare Facts Podcast. Jordan Calvin, a.k.a. MJ.
It's the millennium. You thought it was over, believe me, homie, it isn't done. With all the different artists, believe me, I'll be the biggest one. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like 51. I'm feeling perfect because the vibe's great. Everything is chill, I've been given the perfect mind state. What I see is clear, you look at everything sideways. I see opportunity, asking homie, why wait? Go into the session, come out with a masterpiece. If it wasn't clear, I love music, I love smashing beats. Keep motivated, and this is how it has to be. When I hear the music and listen, it's like magic, B. I've got the music thing down pat, spitting mellow lyrics and working while taking out trash. Imagine a standing ovation, yeah, loud claps, sitting here thinking, wow, now that's great. Your problems, homie, they ain't mine. I'm just kicking back, relaxing, having a great time. I can see the beauty in music and others stay blind. I keep going higher and others fall by the wayside. Eyes open, I see amazing things. We could say it seems, so it's like calling a crazy dream. I'm creating things that inspire. I'm never lazy, see, reaching out to greater heights. I'm feeling crazy, see, I feel rejuvenated, choosing greatness. And you think this is a useless statement? Watch me, cause now I've been proving patience works. You see, Mavis. But what I do is so fine. here we go now, get it in no time. But I love what I do, guys, here we go now. I could care less about your true bias. And nobody minds it all, get the deuce and Tylenol. I hear you from behind the wall, about to strike you all into pieces. I'm fine with y'all, but I keep it chill, you see it's real. And if you got a problem now, who's the name that you're calling out? You got an issue with everybody, never stop me. I told you once before, I beat everybody.
Once again, that was Jordan Callen, a.k.a. MJ, on the Bare Facts Podcast. I have another interview with another aspiring rapper named Triple R. He's also from Benton, Arkansas, and I also want him to get him discovered. Okay, this is Robert Miller back with the Bare Facts. My special guest today is Ryan Ritter, a.k.a. Triple R. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Okay, what made you want to get into the rap game?
Well, it was a long time ago, back when I was in high school. I just started randomly writing rhymes and listening to a whole bunch of Dr. Dre.
Oh, you know?
That's what got me started was I was listening to Dr. Dre, and I was like, you know, that's pretty fire. Let me see if I can write something like that. Now, back when I was first started, I couldn't write nothing good. But I had this one homie, his name was Zach. He and me had a shop class together. Every shop, I would spit some bars, and he would always be like, yeah, that's fire. And just kept going after that, you know, to this day.
That's good. Would you have ever wanted to work with Dr. Dre?
Yeah, he doesn't really do much when it comes to recording no more, so maybe I'll get on one of his beats one day. That'd be pretty tight, but, yeah, Dre don't do much no more. It'd be fine if you do a collab him somehow, but...
Yeah. You say you've been doing this for a while, right?
Since I was in high school, for about 6 years now, 5 or 6 years now. I've actually been recording, though, for about 2 or 3, but I've been rapping for, like, 6.
Yeah. Would there be anybody that's current or in the past in any of the rap game that you would mind doing something with if you wanted to?
Well, I would have to say probably Tech N9ne or Snow the Product. They're probably my favorite, you know, rappers right now. Snow the Product, she's a Mexican girl. She can spit some bars. And, you know, everybody knows Tech N9ne. He can spit some bars. So I'd love to do a song with one of them. They got some good heat to them. So that'd be a crazy collab if I got on track, whether it's another product or Tech N9ne.
Okay. Well, since we talked about Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
How about Public Enemy?
That'd be pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing a song with Snoop. Snoop, his style's a little different than mine. I don't know how we would vibe on a song. I'd have to vary my style a little bit more for certain artists. Like that's the thing about Dre, though. Like, I would love to do a song with Dre if he was rapping still, but his style, my style, would be kind of too far different. I would have to, like, blend myself a little bit.
Well, okay, since this, how about, like, if it was, like, the Beastie Boys?
Oh, man, Beastie Boys were fire back in the day, but I don't try to do no Beastie Boys shit. Don't say NSYNC either.
No. Would there be any actual singers?
Oh, when it comes to singers, I don't know. See, I always wanted to do a song with some sort of female singer. I always love whenever I buy a beat and I got a hook on it or it has a female singer on it. Uh-huh. You know, I got a song called Got It, and like in the hook, he goes, "We got it." And so I was like, let me think about that. We got it. And the female come in, "We got it." I was like, ooh, that's on fire. So I wouldn't mind like collabing with some female artists, you know, singer-wise. If I had to pick a specific singer, I would have to pick, I'm trying to remember his name. He played the, he was an actor and a singer. He played the manager of Tupac inside the Tupac movie.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember his name. I can't remember his name, but he also played a Power Ranger back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played Power Ranger, and he played the Tupac's manager in the movie, and he's a great singer, actually. I wouldn't mind doing a song with him one day.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
It's okay. That's yeah, okay.
I hate that so much.
Hey, hey, that's fine. Hey. Are you trying to develop new music now?
See, right now I'm working on a new song. It's a remix. You know that old song called Big Iron?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Big Iron on my hip. Yeah, I got a trap remix I found. I was like, ooh, that's fire. And so I'm working on that currently. I haven't had much time because I started college recently. And I'm going for music production, trying to get my way up to vocal production.
Yeah.
So that's been taking up most of my time, that and work, 9 to 5, you know. And
Yeah,
my father got some health issues, so I got a lot on my plate trying to create new music. It's a little difficult right now, but I'm working on it still. I'm writing, I'm recording, I'm working on things.
Okay, since you said about trapped or anything, how would you like to do anything like I asked your friend Jordan?
Yeah.
Like Linkin Park, if it was Linkin Park, even with Mike Shinoda?
Like doing a feature with him or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could rock that, you know, like if they want me to feature on one of their songs, that'd be pretty fire, you know? I could rock with that. So I got a big time feature from a guy named Dax. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Now you kind of knew. I haven't actually put it out yet though, because I've been working on it for a little bit, way too long now. Working on it way too long.
Yeah. There's actually a group I wouldn't mind because it's my son's group, but he doesn't do it. He hasn't done it because he's in the military. Okay. They do emo rap rock.
Okay.
It is a group called Transistor 3.
Okay.
They're actually a local group around here. They were a local group around here. You never know what something like that could happen sometime. Because if you ever heard of a guy named John Dunn?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That was the lead singer of it.
Okay, cool.
So you never know. If you get contact with John Dunn sometime, maybe you can do something.
Maybe.
You never know.
See, I've always wanted to, this is going to sound really weird, but I always wanted to like have a feature from like a screamo artist on like a hip-hop song.
Yeah.
You know, combine really heavy rock. Heavy metal rock screamo with hip hop, because like Fall in Reverse did that.
Uh-huh.
They did a remix of Gangster's Paradise. Listen to it one day, you would love it.
Oh yeah.
And I always wanted to do something like that. I actually had an artist on the track with me one time. He was a screamo artist, and the thing I messed up at, I let him write his own lyrics.
Oh,
it was horrible. It was horrible. I hope he doesn't listen to this. It was horrible. it was like bad bitch on the pill. Tripping on the couch, watching Kill Bill. I'm like, how can I write a song to that, man? I can't write lyrics to that. What is this? Get out of here.
Yeah, that's the thing that's bad about sometimes when you're trying, somebody wants you to write your own lyrics to something else, it should be the whole song together, all together at the same time. That
exactly.
way it works together, it melds together.
Yeah.
It does everything like that. You say you want to do this as a career altogether instead of what you're doing now.
Well, yeah. So what I want to do is I want to have multiple outlets, and hip hop is like the main outlet I want to have. Like right now, currently, I'm trying to start my own jewelry business, and I also start my own vlog. That way, I can use that as cross promotion for the music and the jewelry at the same time. So one day, I want to be able to live comfortably off my music.
Yeah.
And go on tour, stuff like that. Yeah. But that's probably a little while down the line. I ain't going to be too modest.
Well, that's sort of like how me right now, I'm wanting to do this podcast because I've always wanted to be in radio or any kind of entertainment.
Yeah.
I do that because I've been in retail for 30-something years.
I
want to do something that I enjoy. I'm 53 years old. I don't want to do this all my life.
Yeah, I understand.
So I tell you what, let's wrap it up right now.
All right.
And we'll get with another interview after certain things. We'll see how things go.
All right.
And we'll do another one. How'd you like to do that?
That works for me. Let me tell your audience real fast. If you want to listen to my music, hit me up on Instagram at 3RRRitter. That's 3RRRITTER. 3 R's, and ITTER.
All right. And that's the bare facts, folks. We'll be back soon with more content. Here's a song from this segment's featured artist, Triple R. This ain't free.
What's up, man?
Wait, what?
Hell no, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
So many people want so many things free from me, like that fang and that bang with some green trees. I hustle and I slang, I feed my family. So you can say what you wanna say while I stay so very wealthy. Yeah, so many people want so many things free from me, like that fang and that bang with some green trees. I hustle and I slang, I feed my family. So you can say what you wanna say while I stay so very wealthy.
Make 2 cents or make 2 mil. Either way, people still tryna go and get it. Fund me for free without helping the cause. And when I say no, they just go throw a fit. Act like I'm a misfit, act like I'm a hypocrite, act like I'm an injured soul left inside a pit with no mess kit and no rifle. But they all fishing to get a whole eyeful of that bang bang blam. The one the farm and I using that plow, making people go wild. We asking for some shit right now. I'm gonna go pow pow pow. Cut off the list, I'm trying to make some moves. Wait, just trying to be a bitch. I ain't trying to get rich. Just make what I got and what I'm trying to get while you're trying to get some free shit.
So many people want so many things free from me, like that fang and that bang with some green trees. I hustle and I slang, I feed my family. So you can say what you wanna say while I stay so very wealthy. Yeah, so many people want so many things free from me, like that fang and that bang with some green trees. I hustle and I slang, I feed my family. So you can say what you wanna say while I stay so very wealthy.
I swear every time I go take a step, people got their hands out from my right to my left, asking for some free shit to drop like a scrap. I ain't gonna do that, it's called get a job, motherfucker, like damn, I ain't yo bank. I'm just trying to do what I do, all your motherfuckers coming out the blue, making me say like the stomach flu. You asking for some of that killer revenue, well, it's time you go get a clue. I'm working to get right from my point of view, so don't listen to MS construe. You should have knew or know who I'm talking to, and to those people I say fuck you.
So many people want so many things free from me, like that fang and I bang with some green trees. I hustle and I slang, I feed in my family. So you can say what you wanna say while I stay so very wealthy. Yeah, so many people want so many things free from me, like that fang and I bang with some green trees. I hustle and I slang, I feed in my family. So you can say what you wanna say while I stay so very wealthy, bitch.
Trying to go far, but she and me ain't got a car, so we go half in on the Uber. No walking or riding a scooter, trying to get all super duper, but with no car, so we go like a computer to compute the future by hopping in the Uber. We recording all the bloopers when we get back, bust out the camera with some rubbers under the covers, just like some thunder. But first, go a half on the ride, no big in size. The app replied, we hopping in the car on the roadside, trying to go far. No DVI coming from the bar, all dignified, following the star. To get home and spar, time about me and her, drunk on some liquor, trying to get home to fuck on some reefer, then transfer to a fucking on the fur, cupboard of four. She and me got foot in the door.
She and me are going half in on that Uber, got no car, going in on that Uber, trying to go back to get super duper in the bed. So we go half in on the Uber, half in on that Uber, Uber, half in on that Uber, Uber. Yeah, we going half in on the Uber, get so super duper half in on the Uber.
I'm riding in the Uber, so are you. So don't act like you ain't got paid to. This ain't nothing new. I got my money, but I ain't trying to run through my revenue. And that is so true. At the age of 22, gotta keep the stacks till I deja vu. So let's go half in on the Uber. Get by the house or do the sin. That's so super duper. Even invite your friends, but they gotta go half in. I don't care if you're disagreeing. I'm just being 2019. If you come my queen, girl, you ain't gotta buy anything, cause I'll be a boy. Anything you want, but till then, go half in, half in, half in on the Uber, half in, half in, get so super duper, half in on the Uber.
She and me are going half in on the Uber, got no car, going in on the Uber, trying to go back to get super duper in the bed. So we go half in on the Uber, half in on that Uber, Uber, half in on that Uber, Uber. Yeah, we going half in on the Uber,
get so super duper. Half in on the Uber. Jimmy are going half in on the Uber. Got no car going in on the Uber. Trying to go back to get super duper in the bed. So we go half in on the Uber. Half in on that Uber. Uber. Half in on that Uber. Uber. Yeah, we going half in on the Uber. Get so super duper. Half in on the Uber.
Okay, that was Triple R again with Half In on the Uber on the Bear Facts Podcast. Okay, that's it for this first episode of the Bear Facts Podcast. On my next episodes, I'll have more on sports, entertainment, and music, and also professional wrestling. I just wanted to feature this one on some rap artists I know around here. I hope y'all have a good day, and that's the Bear Facts, folks.